Good evening. I'm glad you stayed. Glad we got to you.
My marriage may be in jeopardy, but I'm here. okay. All right. You're one up on me.
You can the violins are playing for Representative Fitz. So.
Senator Hobbins, Representative Hink, members of the committee. My name is Patrice McCarran. I'm the executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. And I would like to apologize up front for not appearing before your committee at the public hearing. The timing of the bill was a little bit difficult. We were hosting lobstermen from around the world, and we're literally on the road. So our comments were a little tardy, but that does not speak to our keen interest in this bill. I do want to commend the governor's office for striking the language in Section 810. That certainly carried one of the most significant concerns, this idea of full-scale commercial development in state waters, which is our backyard, that is where our people make their living. That is a big improvement. And on a very brief reading of the amendment brought forward by the University of Maine, I would say this really does head in the direction that the lobster industry endorsed through LD 1465, through the test site process. We do believe that the greatest wind potential is offshore. It does minimize conflict. I would want to bring this to my board and look at, you know, the depth, the distance from shore, but certainly off the cuff, I would agree with Dr. Habib that this is a major step in the right direction, and I would anticipate endorsing that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And well, Representative Adams might have a little question for you, Ms. McCarran. Yeah, it has to be brief, I think, because we're going to have a marital problems here if we don't. Okay.
Ms. McCarran, as we've often had as a dialogue on the Marine Resources Committee, in the body of your document, which not all of us, of course, have had a chance to read yet, that dated March 15, 2010, one with the logo on top for the sake of our colleagues here, you do make mention to the possible use of many of the lobster zones and various of the advisory committees, councils before DMR might help in putting the bill together as we work on it in the future. If in particular those advisory councils that would be most useful, you might sift through first and chat about with us, because as you and I know, there are scores. Virtually every marine organism we harvest is has an advisory council, but not all of them need necessarily
Thank you, Representative. And I believe that the governor's amendments will touch on the majority of that. So I think in a future section, as we continue to move through, again, many of our concerns have already been addressed with the proposed amendment. But we'd be happy to, you know, take a closer look at that and provide some guidance.
That would be very helpful, and you and I can chat, and of course with the whole committee chat too. I think that would be helpful. And what you decide at the next meeting, I think we'd all need to know. Thank you, home to husband.
Safe trip home. Anyone else on Part A? Mr. Chair.
Ms. Sayre, I get the feeling you might have neglected to say something you wanted to say when you got to that.
Thank you, Representative Hink. I did have a prepared statement. I missed the one sentence I was going to say, that energy policy is a security issue, and that all Mainers will benefit from a secure energy policy. We need to make it secure in every way and use all available energy that we have. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for those remarks.